Okay, so we're in the Shulchan Aruch. Have a look in Siman Reish Aleph. In my edition, it's on page 207. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Godoil Mavorich, Afilu Bo Besayf. The Godoil, as the Mishabur explained, means the Godel B'chochma should be the one who does Zimun, even if he comes at the end. And this we saw yesterday, Mishabur immediately points out to us at the end, obviously doesn't mean right at the end, because that's the previous sugya. It's got to be that at least they were at a point that they were in theory happy to all carry on eating. But if he came at a point where they were not able to eat anymore because they'd done Atilus Yadayim or because they'd said we're going to bench, etc. So then, of course, that would be different. He cannot join. We're not talking about that. We're talking about where clearly they were able to carry on and he joined rather late, but it's fine. Even though he joined late, at the end of the day, he can still be the one to bench because he's at the Godel. And therefore, he's the one that you should be mechabit. He's the one you should be mechabit. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes weiter and says that im rotzo litein rishus lekotten, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he wants to pass on, he wants to defer to the cotton, then he may do so. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, v'hani mili kesh'ein shom oireach. That's talking about when there's no oireach. So the Godel is not an oireach, he's a regular there. But if there is a guest, he should be the one to bench. This we saw on a previous sugya, that there is an inyan that the oireach should be mevorich in order that he should bench the balabais. He should give the brocha, and that's what it carries on. Kadesh yevorich la balabais. Uma brocha mevoricha, yehi rotzein, etc., etc., etc.
It's interesting that some benchers have not only nechasav, but also nechasenu.
Correct. Nechasav, nechasenu, correct.
Is it only the person who's leading the bench and that gives the bracha to the Baal Bayis, or can anyone during their...
That's a very, very good shaila. It would seem to be over here from the Shulchan Aruch that it's only the person who's benching, that he is the one who's saying the bracha. The Maisa, I think we see the minhag is not like that, because we definitely see that somebody's at somebody's table and whoever it is suddenly pipes up with a bracha, yehiratzin.
Right.
It seems to be the minhag is not that way. There are several shailas which I do not have a clarity, and I once asked my Rebbe of Nosson Kopschitz about this. There's a lack of clarity about this. What's the example? Children at the table of their parents. I've never seen a son, unmarried son, certainly, at his bocha, teenager, say the Birkas Habayis for his father, the Balabais. And what about when the son gets married and he comes back home for Shabbos? So then, does he say the Birkas Ereach? I mean, I don't see why not, although I've never seen it. So a number of unclear shailas. I know somebody once wrote a lengthy piece about, does a yeshiva bocha, When he's in the dining room in yeshiva, does he say Birkas Habayis to give a bracha to whoever is the boss of the yeshiva? Reb Nachum, you're about to say something.
No, that was my question. If you're in a restaurant and you just want to say it, do a tova.
Right. So these questions are unclear. I do not have clarity in them. Okay. Let's just have a little bit of a look at the Mishnah Berurah here.
There's also the Harachamans, actually. There's a harachaman, the balabais, is that?
Right. Well, if you really want to get a good bracha, you should invite a Sfaradi guest to your home. Have you ever heard the Sfaradi Hirotzein? They have a very lengthy nusach. much more generous and effusive than us Ashkenazim. It's a whole lengthy nusachu, tremendous bracha for the Baal HaBayis. Beautiful bracha. This is just a couple of lines, and really it's based on the Gemara, but their nusach is much, much longer. Okay, have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotan Aleph says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean? Godoil, this we saw yesterday. Hainu ha-godoil b'chochma. It means the godoil not in age, but rather the godoil in chochma, which clearly means chochma satira. B'chochma shebekol ha-mesubin. Hu yeh ha-mavarech. He should be the one to bench berkas ha-mozin l'kulom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, va'af, even though the hashta ha-minag shekol echod mavarech la'atzmoy belachash, even though our minag is that every person is actually benching themselves. Remember, we pointed this out yesterday. We don't actually have any longer one person being moitzi everybody else. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't matter, the halacha does not change. Mikol mokoim minag derech eretz lechabdoi. The minag of derech eretz is that nonetheless you should be mechabed the gadol sheyehu hamazamein. That he should be the one to lead the zimun, albeit that at the end of the day we're all benching for ourselves. Umairi says the Mishnah Berurah, shekol hamasubim heim bale batim. We're talking about that there's not one particular person who's hosting everybody else. Rather, they're all owners. Let's say, for example, three people own a house and they're eating together. So there's no issue there of oireach, because none of them are guests. So then you'd give it to the godel of the three. Whoever's the biggest Talmud Chacham, you give it to him. So all three are bali batim, she'ochlu mishalahem. They're eating, as it were, their own food. But im hoyo echod balabayis. But if one of them is the Baal HaBayis, then hadovar tolui boy, then the decision is for very much for him to take liten lo oireach levoreich, to give it to the oireach, kedu lekamei oile mi sheyirtze, mi bnei beisai v'yivoreich gamkein the Baal HaBayis, or you can give it to one of his family members. And here the Mishnah Berurah does seem to say, you give it to the family members and they would bench the Baal HaBayis. So it does seem to be quite clear in the Mishnah Berurah that the member of the family can also give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. Now, im hagodol moitzi lecha. What happens if the godol has got, for example, a cold, a runny nose, and he's going to constantly have to stop? Then yivorech acher. Then somebody else should bench in his place. Ki ein ze nochim. It's not correct. Yafsik harbe pa'omim. He's going to have to stop several times in the benching via roikik, and either to blow his nose or to get rid of saliva. V'ha'acherim yamtinu. And everybody's going to have to wait for him. That's not COVID. Yesh mokoim moist. And this is a very interesting halacha. There are some places shenoyagin where the custom is shenoisnim la'ovel. You give the benching to a mourner. Al oviv ve'imoy kol yud beis chodesh, all 12 months. Some of the custom that you are mechabed him to bench levarich. Yes, I'm not sure if I've seen this minhag. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, I'm not sure. Yeah, the rest of the halacha is already not negated to us. So we'll leave it over here and let's go back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara. We're now really beginning a brand new sugya. You'll remember right to the beginning of the perek. When we began this perek, we saw in the Mishnah that three people who are eating together, there is a chiyuv zimun. And then the Mishnah spoke about various cases about what exactly are they eating. And the case that the Gemara now mentions is ochal demai. Ochal demai. Now, what is demai? As we know, demai is really stands for do mai. Do mai means what is this? Do mai is a suffix. If you have tvua, there's a chiyuv to be mafresh, trumas, and maestros from the tvua. The question is, if you've received tvua from the Am Haaretz, so he's suspect. We don't know whether he really has separated trumas or maestros. So it's a suffix. And if it's a suffix, that's called demai, and essentially you're not allowed to eat it, and rather you've got to be mafresh, trumas, and maestros again. Now, Chazal explained to us that in all honesty, it's not actually a suffix. It's not a 50-50 suffix. Because the Gemara tells us that roiv amoratzim, most people do take trumas and maestros. Nonetheless, we call this demai, and we are machayev, the person to take trumas and maestros, because there is at least a minimal chance that trumas and maestros was not taken. But because at the end of the day, there is a roiv, that's why under some circumstances, Chazal waived the Issa. As we're going to soon see in a moment, a poor person, if somebody's living in poverty, then he is allowed to eat demai. Because remember, if he has to take trumas or maestros, then he's going to have less food than what he started off with. He can't afford to do so. If it were really to be a 50-50 suffix, then obviously we could not allow that. It's very unfortunate that he's poor and he might be hungry, but how can we allow him to be over a suffix isodairaisa? The answer is because it's not really a suffix isodairaisa. To the contrary, al pi roiv, one can really safely assume that trumas umaisras has actually been taken. So Chazal said one should be machmir, they waive their chumra in the case of a poor person. That is the case of demai. Now, let's come back to our story. You've got three people eating there, and one of them, or two of them, or maybe all of them, are eating demai. And the Mishnah said, under circumstances like that, you are allowed and you are mechuyev to form a zimun. And the big question is, why? One of them is eating something which is not allowed to be, it was not allowed to eat. Now, you might well remember when we began this perek, we had a whole discussion. Why indeed, when one of them is eating something which is osa to eat, why in fact is there no chiyuv zimun then? Because in the very same mishnah that spoke about demai and said there that yes, you do have zimun, but the mishnah also said that's only because it's demai. But what happens if it would be vadai tevel? Tevel is no zimun, because there, it's not a suffix, there's no roiv, there's no zimun. The question is, why not? So we saw various explanations. I think we saw Rashi and we saw a Tosfos. One explanation would be, because three people, as we've constantly mentioned, in order to mechuyev zimun, it has to be that we're eating together. We cannot be considered to be eating together if I cannot partake of your food. You eating tevel are allowed to partake of my food in theory, but I can't partake of your food. So it's not called together. One possible explanation. Another possible explanation is no, nothing to do with that. Rather, to do zimun, make a whole bracha based on an aveira, is a bizoyan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah haboah ba'aveira. You're proudly declaring that we're going to now thank Hashem, etc., etc., for eating something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wanted you to eat in the first place. That's considered a bizayin. Either way, that is the halacha in the Mishnah. So what we are now have to understand is, why is demai different? Yes, it's true. Definitely demai is more lenient, that we know. But at the end of the day, it's also to eat demai. So why is there a zimun? That's the Gemara's kasha by us. Let's have a look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ochal demai, etc. Asks the Gemara, ha, but surely loy chozi lei, question mark. What does loy chozi lei mean? How do you translate chozi?
Fitting.
It's not fitting. It's not fitting. You're not allowed to eat demai. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi immediately fills us in on the explanation we just mentioned a moment ago. What in fact is the problem to make zimun when one person is eating something which is osa to eat? So look at Rashi. Holoi chozile wahavya lo, and it will be birkas zimun habo'o ba'aveira. So Rashi is not telling you that the problem is that we cannot consider it three people eating together. That's not the issue. The issue is that it's considered a zimun based on an aveira. Just like we know, for example, there's a principle called mitzvah habo'o ba'aveira. If you steal a lulav and you shake that lulav on sukkos, you're not yetzer. Why? Because it's a mitzvah habo'o ba'aveira. If a mitzvah came about through an aveira, then you're not yetzer the mitzvah. So Rashi says similar aveira as well. On what basis are you forming a zimun? On the fact that the person ate an aveira. It's demai, albeit an issa drabonon, but it's an aveira. And what's the problem with doing a zimun over an aveira, says Rashi? The ksiv, we have a pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim, boitzea birech nietz Hashem. Nietz Hashem means there's a scenario in which a person's making a bracha and it's nietz. Nietz means it's a bezoyim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to make a bracha on a bezoyim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't do. By the way, what's the halacha, and this is based exactly on this principle, do you make a bracha on eating macholos asuros? I'm not talking about when you're eating it because of pikuach nefesh. That's different. If somebody decides, I couldn't care less, I'm going to tuck into a cheeseburger. So obviously we'll tell him, don't eat it. It's osa deiraisa to eat. But what happens if he says, I'm going to eat it nonetheless? Now he says, but do I make a bracha? What's the halacha then? The answer is it's a machloikas rishonim, and we paskin lahalacha, you do not make a bracha. Why do you not make a bracha? For this very reason, because it's a bizoyim. You're thanking Hashem for the food that he gave you. He doesn't want you to eat this food. So what would be, therefore, if you're eating it b'mokim pikuach nefesh? Then lahalacha is, the Beis Yosef is machadish, and this is where we paskin lahalacha, you would make a bracha. You would make a bracha.
Yes, there's a story, I think it's in one of Rabbi Teller's books, about someone who saw a shul member in a treif restaurant gobbling down food as fast as he could, and he found out that he was in the hospital a couple days later, found out that he apparently was having, hypoglycemic or something, and he had to get something into him, it didn't matter what. And he went to the closest place he could, and it was a treif restaurant, but he ate it to save his life.
Save his life, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he knew what he was eating was treif, but he had to eat it anyway.
Right. So if you have a look in the Shulchan Aruch, anybody's got a Shulchan Aruch open in front of them, have a look in Kuf Tzadivav 196, in my Mishnah Berurah, it's page 198.
What if you eat something of a questionable hashgacha?
So it depends.
Like rabbanut.
I'm not sure if I'd call rabbanut questionable hechsha, although many don't rely on it. But yes, you would make a bracha then. If you were eating something which literally has a suffix, whether it's kosher or not, then not. Those people who don't eat from Rabbanut is not necessarily because they hold it's not kosher. Rather, because they want a higher standard of kashrus and they may have various leniencies that you don't want to be told on there. Yes, you're right. I had a question now on Erev Shabbos, half an hour before Shabbos, which is when all the shaylos arrive, obviously. A call from a head of a seminary in Yerushalayim. One of the girls from the seminary went away for Shabbos. She's just arrived at her host, and she's called the head of the seminary. I've discovered that they eat in his house Heta Mechira, which in our tzibur, we absolutely do not touch with a barge pole. So what is she supposed to do now the whole of Shabbos? Should she avoid the vegetables? What happens with the vegetable salad? What about all the dishes that this was cooked in? Should she just eat challah the whole Shabbos? Complicated question.
What was the answer?
Call my uncle in Bnei Brak.
What did he say?
Don't know.
Oh.
It's the second time I've had this question. It's a very, very difficult, prickly subject. So I'll come on and have a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tzadivav Sif Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Ochal Dvar Isur, if you eat something which is osa to eat, Af al pi she einoi osur elo midrabonon. Even though you're eating something which is also only midrabonon, ein mezamnin olav, you cannot join forces with him to make a zimun, ve ein mevorchin olav. Neither do you make a brocha on it, loy betchilo ve loy besoif. We'll see the details in a moment, but just keep on reading Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis. Im ochal dvar issa. But if you ate something which was also to eat, b'mokim sakana, because you were in a situation of danger, and it was a pikuach nefesh, then mevorchim olav, then yes, then you would make a bracha. So have a look at the Mishnah Brura. Go to the Mishnah Brura, sifkotten base. The ein mevorchin olav. Look at this. Look how far we take this halacha. Vehu adin says the Mishnah Brura she'ein oinin omein al birkosoi. Not only is he not allowed to eat it, not only is he not allowed to make a bracha. If he does make a bracha, you do not answer omein. Why not? So now look at the Mishnah Brura sifkotten gimel, and you will see the exact words of Rashi that we just quoted. Says Rashi, loy betchila. Why indeed you not make a bracha? Hoyel says the Mishnah Brura, v'dvar isur hu. Because he's eating something which is osa to eat. V'yesh aveira ba'achilosoi, and there's an aveira to eat it. Look at the pasuk he quotes. Mena'etz es Hashem bebirkosoi. That's actually a bizoyan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his bracha. As it is written, Hashem. That was exactly the pasuk that Rashi quoted. In fact, if you look at the bottom of the page, look in the Shar HaTzion, Sifkotn Gimel, right at the bottom of the page. You have the Shar HaTzion, Sifkotn Gimel?
Yes.
What does he say there? Rashi Mem Zayin, Dibahamaskil Holei Chozi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, the source of what I just quoted is, in fact, the Rashi we learned 5 minutes ago. There is a whole discussion, by the way, we're veering off the topic. It's not really our subject so much, but you can have a look afterwards if you want. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a fascinating discussion in Sifkotn Dalet. What happens if you ate something which was osa, but you did so by mistake? It was an accident. You ate food and you didn't realize that it was osa. Now, do you make a bracha achreina? It's a very, very big machlokes. Now, go to the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotn Hay. By the way, the bottom line in that particular case is that, yes, you do make a bracha achreina. If you have a look at the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotan Hay, at the bottom of the page, says the Mishnah Brura, Devar Isur, if it's something which is also to eat, but you're eating it because it's Pekuach Nefesh, Va'afilu Ochal Isu Deiraisa, even if you're eating something which is also to eat Minat Torah, B'mokim Sakona, in a situation of danger, Kagoy Mipnei Choyli, i.e. because of sickness, then you do make a bracha. Why? V'hatam, and the reason is the kiven the sakana hu. Because it is a sakana, therefore, to the contrary, hetera ka'ochel. And what he's eating is not considered to be forbidden food. V'adarabba, to the contrary, mitzvah ka'ovid. He's performing a massive mitzvah. Lahatzil nafshei, to save his life. Or could exhibit the Torah writes, V'chai bohem. V'omru chazal, V'chai bohem, V'loi sheyomus bohem.
Sounds like a twin.
No, it's not one of mine.
Oh.
I think it's in Rabbi Yosef's house. I think his wife's looking after some babies. Now, if you just want to see a fascinating halacha, go to Simon Reish Dalad, turn a few pages, page 224. On page 224, if you look there on the third line in Sif Tes, Shulchan Aruch repeats the halacha we just said a moment ago. Ochal Meichel Oy Mashke Shel Issa. But if it's the Pnei HaSakana, then Mavorech Olov Tchila V'Soif. That we have already said, we've already learned. Now go back one line. I know we're veering off the subject a little bit, but this is a fascinating halacha. Go back one line in the Ramah. It's the top line, the last word on the line. Im onsuhu lechoil oilishtois. What happens if somebody forced you to eat? You had no desire to eat whatsoever and you were forced to do so. Afal gav de hacheich nena mimenu. Even though the palate had benefit from it because it is at the end of the day enjoyable food, but you had no desire to eat it and you were forced to do so. Einoi mevorech olov. You do not make a bracha. Hoil v'ne'enas al kach, because you were forced to do so. Now, let me ask you a question. When somebody is in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and he's going to have to eat pork, we just said that he does make a bracha. So why don't we say that no, he shouldn't, because he's being forced. His illness is forcing him to eat the food and he doesn't want to. The answer is, it's true. It's very unfortunate that he's in that situation. But given the situation, he does want to eat this food. In fact, it's a mitzvah to eat the food, and that's why he makes a bracha. We are not talking about that. We in the Ramah are talking about a case where he actually does not want to eat the food at all. So even though physically it might be enjoyable because it has a delicious taste to it, but he doesn't want to eat the food. So I'll just leave you with a question, which I gave a shir about on Shabbos afternoon a few weeks ago in our shul. So what do you do if you're serving supper to your child and he kicks up a whole fuss, I don't want to eat this, I don't like it. You know he does, but he doesn't want to eat it. And you literally have to force him to eat it. Does he make a bracha?
If he's Gielachinuch, is that a question?
Yeah, I'm talking about Gielachinuch. So he's a 7-year-old boy. He normally makes brachas and he's decided to put up a tantrum tonight. I don't want to eat this. I don't like mashed potatoes. Yeah, you've eaten it every single day of your life until now. Yeah, well, that's why I don't like it anymore. Finished, enough's enough. So you force him. at the point of, if you don't eat it, then the following consequences. He has zero interest in eating it. Does he make a bracha?
According to this, it seems not.
According to more, it would sound like he doesn't make a bracha. But the ma'isa, the halacha, the ma'isa is that you do make a bracha. The ma'isa, you do make a bracha. For reasons that we won't discuss now, but that is the halacha, the ma'isa. Okay. So that we veered off subject a little bit. Let's come back to...
Can I give a follow-up question? Can you say the same thing by Shala Shittas these days? When you're forcing yourself to wash and eat something.
Yeah.
Eat less at lunch.
Yeah, that's a good point. But the Mishnah Berurah almost discusses it. If you've already raised the point, I believe there, as far as I remember, in Reish Dalet, he talks about matzah. One second. Yeah. Look at the Shaar HaTzion on the page that we just saw in Sifkoten Lamed Ches. Again, page 224. Sifkoten Lamed Ches at the bottom of the page. Second wide line. You have at the bottom, Runachum? He asks there from matzah, va'afagav delinyan matzah, we hold in Shulchan Aruch, de kafuhu va'ochal matzah, what happens if somebody forces somebody to eat matzah, yotzah, you are yotzah the mitzvah. He didn't want to eat matzah, he had the matzah forced down his throat, he's yotzah the mitzvah. So what do you see from there? Alma, so you see, de chashiva achila. You see that even when you're forced to eat, that is considered to be an achila. So how can you tell me that when you're forced to eat, you don't make a bracha? Why? Because it's not considered to be eating. But I see with regard to matzah that clearly it is considered to be eating. Why? Because you see that when somebody is forced to eat matzah, he's yetzer the mitzvah. So look, jump a line, go to the next line of the Shaar HaTzion. We're now on the fourth line. The Yesh Matarzim, some answer that matzah is different. The Kiven, the Dvar Mitzvah, because we're talking about it's a mitzvah, Omrino, we say the Mistoma Nisratze Acharkach. Probably he will be happy about it after all. Yes, he might be kicking up a fuss, but at the end of the day, he is actually happy to eat it because he's Yetzer a mitzvah. So I think that may well be the teretz, your shaila as well, Rav Nachum, with regard to Shalosh Shudas. Even though, I think the Shalosh Shudas case is even better than this, but either way, Shalosh Shudas is a mitzvah, and therefore you clearly are considered happy. Shalosh Shudas is anyway a better example, because you're not being forced. Nobody's ramming down the food down your throat. It happens to be, you're right, had there not been a chiyuv of Shalosh Shudas, you probably would have opted not to eat now. I've only finished my suda Shabbos afternoon at 1:30, 2:00, I'm not actually interested in eating again at 4:30. But say that, nobody's forcing it down your throat. That's not what the Ramah is talking about. But I'm just saying, besides for that, you have the Shaar HaTzion's teretz, which is because you're dealing with a mitzvah, so we do consider him to be happy about it. Okay, I have to hold it over here. Mitz Hashem will continue tomorrow, all being well.
Good.
Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah, Carlton.